It's day three of Israel's war with Hamas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Before I went to bed last night, I got a message that my commander in my service has just been killed.
Ron Levin is a former Israeli soldier and just told Fox.
Every single person today in Israel knows someone, a friend or family or a person that he knows that has been killed, injured or kidnapped.
It's up to more than 800 Israelis dead and at least four Americans.
This morning, Hamas and Islamic Jihad launching more rockets toward major population centers, including Tel Aviv and Jerusalem.
Fox's Trey Yingston, southern Israel, near the border with Gaza, where the Israeli defense minister says they're putting up a blockade. No electricity, no fuel, no food for Palestinians there.
What we know from inside the Gaza Strip, according to other sources and journalists that I've spoken with, the death toll is rising rapidly there. There are hundreds of Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants that have been killed in Israeli strikes and the firefights along the border. There are also many civilians that have been killed. The Israelis are making very clear, given what took place, they are basically going to bomb the Gaza Strip into submission.
Some Israelis are being held hostage there. The Wall Street Journal reports Iran helped plan Saturday's surprise attack from Gaza.
Leaders from both Hamas and Hezbollah confirming Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps had been working with the terrorist organization since August.
That's Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni. An earthquake ravaged Afghanistan. Rescuers using shovels in their bare hands, searching rubble for survivors. Saturday's quake blamed for more than 2,000 deaths. Police keep searching for the gunman who shot up a party early yesterday at a community center in White Township, Pennsylvania, north of Pittsburgh, killing one person, wounding eight others. About 4,000 Mack truck workers went on strike this morning after rejecting a tentative new contract.
Mack has facilities in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida. This strike comes as the UAW strike continues against the Detroit Big Three automakers.
That's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, the war in Israel could lead to selling on Wall Street. Stock futures are down more than 100 points for the Dow. The fighting is also driving up the price of oil more than $3, back over 86 bucks a barrel after a recent drop.
A change to the upside simply to build in some kind of risk premium for the fact of where this attack took place in the Middle East.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg says that could make gas more expensive. It's been falling lately, down 12 cents the past 2 weeks in her survey of gas stations, now $3.87 a gallon for regular. AAA's national average much less at 370. There's a surge in Georgia for an escaped prisoner.
Deputies in Daugherty County, Georgia, in the southwestern part of the state, are hunting for an escaped jail inmate who was able to overtake a guard while visiting a hospital Saturday. 36-year-old Carlton Bradford Gillis fled the facility on foot but has yet to be spotted. He's wanted for burglary, disorderly conduct, and a weapons charge.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. In California, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a bill that would have required all public high schools to make free condoms available to all students. But the governor said it was too expensive as California deals with a $30-plus billion budget deficit. Newsom did sign another bill, though,
that bans several ingredients used in such candies as Skittles, Starburst, and Sour Patch Kids, saying they are linked to cancer, reproductive issues, and behavioral issues in children. The ingredients? Potassium bromate, propylparaben, brominated vegetable oil, and red dye number 3. The candies themselves are not banned, and the measure gives manufacturers an opportunity to substitute safer ingredients. The ingredients have already been banned by the European Union. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
In the Major League Baseball playoffs, Texas beat Baltimore 11-8 to go up 2-0 in the American League. Minnesota beat Houston 6-2 to tie that series. The National League series resumed today. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Family of a teen hurt in Friday's hazmat disaster in Teutopolis has hired nationally renowned civil rights attorney Ben Crump to represent him. Crump's office announcing his services in the case of Anja Dengelmeyer on Thursday. Dengelmeyer driving through Teutopolis with three fellow freshmen at the University of Missouri. Project organizers and city leaders met with people at the Douglas Annex Center last week. Many felt unheard and used the opportunity to express that. Some said they're not against housing for the homeless, but they're against the project being done at the expense of their neighborhood. A license revoked from a Carlinville funeral home director after an investigation by Sangamon County Coroner discovered mishandling of cremated remains. Last week, Sangamon County Coroner investigating Hines Funeral Home family care cremations after learning a dead woman had been left in a hospital morgue for almost a month. And that's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller, and a good Monday morning. It's October the 9th, ESPN 93.5. Those watching on Facebook Live or YouTube channel. Are we on the YouTube channel? I don't even know.
It's under Stevie J-A-Y Show, from still, what I understand.
Still there. Okay, I know. Anyway, I've got a vest on. Like a winter vest.
In fact, my friend Larry Thronberg in Tolono had made a comment of, is it always freezing in your studio? You know, David Letterman always had that reputation of keeping it cool on your toes.
No, it's just October 9th. Meteorologist Greg Solier brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they have so many great fall programs at the Urbana Park District. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Well, my friend, it is October 9th, and it is a bit nippy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, there hasn't been, a real process and transition from, we had a midsummer feel, and then here we are in the midst of a typical autumn feel around here. And this week, well, you're going to have to grab just about everything out of the closet wardrobe-wise, from the sweater vest of today back to the Bermuda shorts by Thursday. Clear out the rain gauge. We're going to get a fair amount of it around here. Remember, we're juggling harvest versus dryness and drought and recharge this time of the year. This too shall pass with, again, things looking drier as we move on through next week and then milder after that. So hang in there. There will be, unfortunately, some harvest delays materializing later this week and probably some additional shower activity for whatever you have up your sleeve this upcoming weekend. No rain today. We're chilly out there this morning. Readings are the mid to upper 30s east of the Wabash, closer to home in east central Illinois here. 41 at Willard and Savoy, 40 at Rantoul, 42 at Bloomington Normal. There are frost advisories through the far northern tier of counties, more so up into Wisconsin, parts of Iowa and Minnesota again for tonight and tomorrow morning. None of it officially here. Don't think we'll even effectively end the growing season later on tonight and tomorrow morning. Sunny, cool for the day today. Light northwest wind, a nice one for an October 9th at 61. Clear tonight, patchy frost, about 35, 36. Light west wind for the day tomorrow. A little frost scraping off the windshield first thing. Mostly sunny up to 62. Clouding up quickly and rain breaking out. Some shower activity here for the day on Wednesday. Late morning and more so for the afternoon at 65. We get into the warm front side of things at 75. Maybe an errant shower thunderstorm early and late in the day on Thursday. Then widespread rains Thursday night, Friday, and some additional shower activity over the weekend. Probably an inch or two here from Champaign on northward, lesser amounts south, high temperatures up near 67 on Friday, only in the 50s again for highs, back to cool weather for the weekend. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solger.
Did you see what happened in Israel over the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
This is serious stuff.
Very concerning.
This is very serious. Hamas hits Israel, what they're calling 9/11. They're kidnapping people, and they're killing women and children, and Hezbollah is involved. These are terrorist organizations. And this, I mean, Raven Harrison, you're a woman of color. Are you a woman of faith as well?
I am.
So what are the odds that we all live in the time when the beginning of the end? I mean, this is this could be the trigger that could be really, really bad.
Well, this is it, and this is what's predicted. You know, in the Bible, they talked about this, but I think rather than being frightened, we should be prepared. It's not for panic, it's for preparation of what was said. So far, that book's been 1,000,000,000% on, so there's no reason to believe it's wrong now, but yes. And what you're seeing is the result of weak, inept, uniparty leadership. This is a catastrophe. This is exactly what my parents and husband fought in the military against.
I mean, I know the president put out a statement. Even AOC said, they condemn Hamas, which is kind of shocking. Haven't heard from Rashida Tlaib, who's been a big supporter of Palestine. And
She's probably ready to get back. We're probably waiting on her to get back from over there trouble. But yeah, that's the problem, is they're calling for a ceasefire, which is not the same as condemning, you know, this act in the first place. And, you know, a lot of questions surrounding this. How did this happen, get through the Iron Dome? You know, where are we with the funding? Now they're saying emergency aid. Well, we've sent all of our aid to Ukraine. This is why we have to have an America first, because we can't give our allies what we don't have. And right now, as of yesterday, Real America Voices is reporting that we had another 6,000 Middle Eastern fighting-age men come through the border, another 9,000 Chinese fighting-age men come through the border. This is a coordinated attack on our country.
Yeah, so all of that, and then you're talking about, you know, please help me explain the $6 billion I just gave to Iran, and then this happens, they support Hamas. I don't, and then they'll say, well, that money didn't go to that. That's what they'll say.
It absolutely did. That's what they'll say, because what he's hoping now is, because Biden is so unpopular, he's hoping that this war will, they can strip more freedoms away like they did after 9/11, and he can remain president, even though that's not likely. The problem we have is not only just the $6 billion that 21 days ago was released to Iran. The statement that came out from Biden's administration is, it doesn't matter, you know, even when we have sanctions on them, they still sponsor this. That's not the point. $6 billion went there, released to their coffers 21 days ago, and that's on top of, now we're getting footage and confirmation that the weapons that are being used are from the stockpile of the $85 billion worth of equipment that was left in the botched Afghanistan withdrawal.
Well, there's no question that was going to happen. I mean, they left them there. It was going to get all
they
over.
They left them to terrorists in flip-flops. And now, so not only do we fund them, but we are also, we gave them military-grade equipment, you know, helicopters and weaponry, you know, to, in the billions we gave to them, which they immediately started hanging our allies and our innocent citizens from. I mean, it's just absolutely unfathomable how this, you know, regime, and then had a barbecue. He had a picnic at the White House with a live band last night while they were parading these images around of missile fire.
Well, and they kidnapped countless people, and we're talking women and children. I saw a pile of women dead. I mean, they're just killing people. And so, obviously, Israel has a lot of military capability, and this is going to be bad for Hamas, but it doesn't mean it'll all end. They're still going to have terrorist attacks left and right. It's going to blow up buses again, all these horrible things, what lies ahead. But you got to stop the funding of that, which starts with Iran. And then if Iran gets involved, then I think North Korea, China, and Russia are kind of allies now, right? So this is a mess.
Correct. And we have to stop the funding that's coming from our government. This is why we have to get our stockpiles, our borders secure. So it's really incumbent upon your listeners, and to really, this is to prepare. We have cells inside this country right now. They're fanning out everywhere, and there's intel about attacks coming in the next 12 to 14 months. So on our soil, because we have let in all these fighting-age men, we have our border wide open. So it's incumbent upon us right now to just, Americans, to be prepared, be vigilant, and we have to get the border secured. We have got to press these people to secure the border.
And keep praying. Political strategist, former congressional candidate. She's written Raven's Mantle, Fighting the Betrayal of America, which feels kind of apropos right now. Raven Harrison, how can people find your book?
They can find it at ravenharrison.com. They can find it on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Chapman's Toy and Phone Line. Raven Harrison, you're always welcome at 217-359-2255. We check our sports headlines.
Well, not so much Friday night. Mm-hmm. So Nebraska came out on top 20-7.
I'll give you my nickel's worth here in about 5 minutes.
Okay. And then we've also got some Coach Brett Bielema.
Yeah. There was a short press conference.
The game itself, just extremely infuriating. You know, to start off offensively, to take it down the length of the field and stall out literally on the half-yard line with two consecutive plays, just, and to happen again in the second half, just inexcusable. very frustrating. And 15 years of coaching, never been in this position where we can't gain a half a yard. Just absolutely insane. So we'll look at what we have asked our guys to do. We obviously got to change the equation and the answer, because we can't afford those moments. Like, I don't know what the point total or yardage total was, but I'm sure it was very. Our defense did a nice job in the second half, especially shutting them out. Obviously, gave up a free one on the turnover in the kicking game. But we got to convert points. Bottom line, that's what it is. We can't win any games doing this without scoring points. So we'll really attack that as we have, and get different answers, and hopefully get different results.
So it's like, you know, you have the door locked, and it's supposed to lock automatically, and three times the door is left open. And saying, well, Sean, well, it's supposed to lock automatically. Well, it's not locking automatically. Well, it's supposed to. Next week, why isn't the door locked? Because it's supposed to lock automatically. Right. Well, it's not. Well, it is supposed to. Okay. I think that's where we're going.
That's right.
Third week, the door is open. The door is supposed to lock automatically. Well, it's not locking.
Now, during that minute or so, there was a little bit of a thump.
I'll play the thump.
Okay.
He hit the podium. It was with his, it was a karate chop.
Kind of an open hand. Not necessarily a fist pound.
No, but he's frustrated.
I know.
And what he said is, you know, my thought was, well, Caden Fagan's bigger. Maybe if you can't move people, that won't work either. They smothered us because we couldn't shove them off the line. They were stronger than we were at that moment. And they had a lot of guys shoving the same spot. But, I mean, he didn't like the calls. Two in a row up the gut when they're all 11 up the gut.
Okay.
So a little handoff fake rollout would have probably worked, too.
Well, I was hearing, after church yesterday, we were robbed kind of stuff.
I couldn't see. I mean, I had the replay, and I couldn't see. One of the officials was at the CrossFit gym the day before. I didn't say anything because, you know, he's trying to be kind of incognito.
Okay.
He flew in quite far to do the game. Spends 30 hours on videotape just getting briefed on Nebraska and Illinois. They do their homework, and I think he was one of the guys that was down there in that melee at the goal line, but I looked at it. I couldn't tell on the video in slow motion where anybody was.
Well, and then Nebraska, pretty much the same play, but they got the touchdown.
Well, their guy went over the line. Okay. I don't know if my guy did.
Okay.
I couldn't tell.
All right.
It was too crowded
all
in
there. Right. Well, thanks.
Bottom line is, shove the line forward a half an inch and you got him, but we couldn't do it. So, high frustration. And you can imagine spending 16 hours a day doing this every day and the door is supposed to be locked and it didn't lock. I mean, you can't do it.
Right.
You got to fix door's got to lock. We got to score from a half a foot.
Right. So we'll get Jay Layman's perspective after 3 and then hear that back between 5 and 6 here on ESPN 93.5. And we'll hear from Luke Altmaier in the 4 o'clock hour. And we appreciate everybody tuning into The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper. And, of course, always available when you podcast at stevieJay.com.
Yeah, well, listening this afternoon to get all the football, all their takes. Our weather this morning brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you they're always looking for people to join their team, whether it comes to clinical or professional or technical careers. Their employees make them stronger and better. Carl.org for details.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana and vicinity, and overall pretty much as expected over the weekend. Weather-wise, into the early part of this week, a little on the cool side, there'll be a moderation in temperatures midweek, but fraught with a dynamic system, it'll generate some widespread beneficial moisture, though, from a drought standpoint across the Corn Belt. Yeah, some harvest delays, and cool, showery weather then lingers into the weekend, drier next week. Sunny skies, cool today at 61, a light northwest wind, tonight clear, some patchy frost laying in spots after midnight in particular, with a low down to 36. For the day tomorrow, some patchy frost early in the day, then mostly sunny 62. Clouding up on Wednesday, northbound warm front shower activity breaks out in the morning, more so in the afternoon, high up to 65. It'll be a warmer Thursday, partly sunny. Shower thunderstorm in spots up to 75. Showers and thunderstorms 67 on Friday. Showers over the weekend with highs into the middle 50s, nights in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little more about what I thought of the game. We'll play the hand thumping, which just showed frustration from Brett. That's coming up.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Israel-Hamas war is creating more uncertainty in global markets, pushing up prices for gold, oil, defense stocks, and the dollar. The bond markets are closed for Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day, but investors are buying bonds in Europe. The stock markets will be open today. Shares of cruise lines and airlines are slumping. Investors are concerned that oil prices will continue to rise, making travel more expensive. Best Buy is launching a new health platform, wellness.bestbuyhealth.com, and it will start offering a continuous glucose monitoring system. The company will not be able to accept insurance payment at launch. And Citigroup is confirming it is selling its consumer wealth business in China to HSBC. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find booths at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selection. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pard's.com, Pard's.com. All right, so Brett Bielema was frustrated.
Injury-wise, had a lot of guys banged up coming into this game. Unfortunately, I think got some guys banged up. Don't know anything about their injuries right now at this point. But, you know, there's a lot of guys doing good things. A lot of guys' effort this week during practice, a short work week. The desire and attitude and energy into this game was really at a high level. I thought our guys prepared for the moment and obviously didn't get the right results. I know it's extremely frustrating for everybody, from our players ourselves to our fans to our families to the university administration. It's just to be a 2-4 football team right now is just absolutely a very painful thing. Wish I could get better answers other than we'll make the adjustments, make some corrections, make changes, and hopefully move forward against Maryland. So with that, open up questions.
Brett, you said this is the most frustrating you've been as a head coach. Why and how do you fix that?
Yeah, well, it's right now in the moment. I've been frustrated before. But, yeah, I literally want to know, okay, if we didn't get it, what's the next one? What are we going to do on the next one, right? And that's what we got to get our coaches to do is move forward, right? Like, okay, the answer wasn't there. What are we going to do to change it, right?
That was the karate shot.
Okay.
It was just bang, bang,
okay.
Karate chop, one fist.
It's interesting.
It's the interpretation
of different fans.
You open up the game, and we've done this, I think, almost every game, where we open up, wow, we're really moving the ball, can't score. Just can't score. And so we got to figure that out. What is the answer? I don't know. I don't coach football. I'm not very good. I just know that it isn't working. And it's just, again, I know some of the people involved here. I ran into Luke Altmaier twice this weekend.
That's wild.
You can't just, you just can't not root for him. And yeah, they get paid a zillion dollars to do this. I get that. But if you're spending your entire life, I mean your entire life, you get an hour with the family a week, maybe. Maybe two. I mean, it's not much. Those people are there the whole time. So it's not like it's a lack of effort. What the disappointing and the real bummer from my perspective for them is you had equity. and it's now gone. And now we're back to Lovey from the standpoint of attendance. It's going to be pretty good for homecoming because it's homecoming. Mm-hmm. Dad's Day, and there'll be people built in.
That's right.
But now it just, they had so much fire, 10,000 new, those are gone. And I knew it was thin ice. That's why I came out and said, I just want six wins. Mm-hmm. We had two cornerbacks and two safeties last year. They all are in the NFL.
Right.
That's huge.
Devin Witherspoon on the list of like number four rookie of the year or something.
Well, he might get rookie of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's incredible. So you had that. That means, okay, so we had a lot of sacks last year and a lot of the Johnny Newton, the law firm. Mm-hmm. Well, it helps if you have the receivers covered up. We had receivers covered up. They couldn't throw to them because we were covering them. So maybe they look better. Chase Brown. I was amazed the way Chase ran the ball because he'd wait. He'd wait. And then he was quick enough to get through a little itty-bitty hole. Maybe the offensive line wasn't quite what we thought because Chase Brown. We lost Chase Brown. He's in the NFL.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we did lose a lot. We didn't cover it with transfers or whatever or young people. And it's just a process. This whole thing's a process. I think Brett Bielema's the man. I really do. And
well, I saw some social media that wanting his head and wanting, you know, should we make a coaching change? Really?
We're all disappointed. Everybody is. It really took the sails out of us because we thought we were going to be 10 wins, 8 wins, 10 national championships. Yeah.
Okay.
And so we're feeling a little embarrassed that we thought that.
Right.
Because how could we? We're Illinois, right? I mean, that's what we are. We are up and down. We can never sustain success. That's been the real rub here. It's hard. And I don't know how to explain it either because coming off 8 wins, you lost a lot to the NFL. National Football League, it's not like guys graduated. They went to the league.
Right.
So it's a huge hit. We lost the defensive coordinator. We lost how many guys that worked here last year worked for Purdue?
True.
5? A lot. So it's not to say it can't have impact. It did. Had to.
Okay, Maryland's going to be tough. 2:30 Saturday.
Mike Locksley, our former offensive coordinator from 2005 to 2008, took us to the Rose Bowl, recruited Aurelius Ben, a lot of guys from Washington, D.C.
Right.
Mike Locksley is the head coach there, and they had the lead 10-0 on Ohio State in Columbus. And 37-17, you know, kind of expected. The point spread was 20. We're getting 14.5 right now against Maryland. And, again, they're pretty good, and they got – Tua's brother, I'll get it, Tagovailoa.
Okay.
Anyway, he's good. He's really, really good. He's really good, and Maryland's good. So it'd be tough. It'd be a tough one to get. But what the heck, kick it off and see. I know right now in Illini Nation, daubers are down, chins on the ground, and we're awful.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's
always like this at the beginning of the week.
It just is how it is. But, I mean, now it's like, we, you know, had to beat Purdue and or Nebraska, and it gave us a barometer because Nebraska's not very good. And they gave us a lot of chances. We just couldn't move the football. But anyway, all you can do is say, hey, we're all disappointed, no more than the coaches and players. And they're really great people. But, you know, we're fans. And so we get a little fanatical on things, and we're bummed. It's a disappointment. There's no doubt. So just
right
all you
now
do
the line's at
14.5.
Okay.
So we'll see what Jay Layman and Luke Altmaier, who is a 5-star human. He is really a tremendous young man. And so you can't help but really root for him. And he's getting a lot of pressure, and they shortened it up and made the quick passes like we thought they'd adjust. Mm-hmm. He moved right down the field. Just got to the 6-inch line, couldn't quite get it in. All right, we'll be right back. It does not look like it's going to be very good for real estate. Not that you didn't know, but some things we're learning about interest rates and stuff here in the new year. Stand by. It might not be pretty, but I'll read you what we have and talk
this
to somebody.
This is very fun Monday so far.
I know, man. We got to get some up with people stuff. 7:30.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The State Department reports 9 Americans have been killed in Israel. Day 3 of fighting raging today between Israel and Hamas. Fox's Trey Yinks along the border with Gaza and southern Israel.
They're targeting the neighborhoods along the eastern part of the Gaza Strip and the northern part of Gaza. They are preparing a path in. This activity, it is coming amid those explosions you hear in the distance. Those are airstrikes that continue.
More than 800 Israelis are dead. More than 500 people living in Gaza dying. Presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will make what his campaign is calling an historic announcement today in Philadelphia. Now, there is speculation he may run as an independent or on a third-party ticket. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. On the University of Illinois campus, several law enforcement departments using a nationwide initiative to create open dialogue with members of the community. It's called Faith in Blue, which is a collaboration between police and faith-based organizations to create stronger communities. City of Urbana and Urbana Police asking the community how to improve their response to emergency calls. The institutions, in partnership with consulting firm Barry Dunn, evaluating their traditional police call for service or CFS model, they're considering the potential for non-traditional yet more effective methods of addressing specific SFS types. October Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and the FBI's office in Springfield using the occasion to warn of ever-increasing numbers of cyber crimes and cyber attacks. FBI says from its perspective, cyber investigations encompass internet crime, which includes scams, fraud, and cyber intrusions like ransomware. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champagne and vicinity and pretty typical early autumn weather in our midst over the weekend. Continuing out early this week, sun-filled skies to start. Dynamic wet weather system over a wide area of the plains and corn belt. Expected for the middle part of the week, we'll be into that as well. With a warm-up in temperature readings, another cool-down slated for the weekend, and additional shower activity as well. But again, drought improvement expected here this week. Much drier weather pattern for next weekend going beyond. Sunny, cool today, 61, light northwest wind, patchy frost after midnight tonight, low down to 36. Tomorrow, some patchy frost to start the day, mostly sunny up to 62. Clouding up, shower activity breaks out Wednesday, especially for the afternoon, highs up to 65. Errant shower thunderstorm in spots, but a partly sunny, breezy, warmer Thursday at 75. Widespread rains here on Friday, showers for the weekend, and a cool off, 67 on Friday. High temperatures over the weekend, into the middle 50s, nights in the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soul.
Yeah, I can't hammer the Illini any more than just being disappointed like everybody is, not to mention how disappointed. When Brett Bielema said, you know, it's disappointing for the administration, the fans, our families. I mean, yeah, live with these guys whenever you see them, if you ever see them. And it's, the biggest hurt is that we expected it. We expected to be really good, and who knows how. And that when it doesn't happen like that, it's just harder. Last year was beautiful. We didn't see that coming. 8 wins, Florida Bowl, January 1st. So obviously, oh boy, so all these tickets and yeah, it's just disappointing. So we're rooting for my Illini. They're my team. They're my guys. And hopefully we'll play well against Maryland. Well, housing market predictions, could be a mild recession at least. As mortgage rates continue to hover around 7, the housing market facing renewed headwinds. And home sales have hit low levels not seen for 12 years. He's a real estate expert, heads up RCN Capital. For 2 decades, Tim Herridge has been on the leading edge of the real estate investor space. Tim has completed well over a billion, with a B as in boy, in real estate investment transaction. It is Herridge, correct, Tim?
That's correct.
Tim Herridge. All right. So I don't know if I want to hear this, but tell me what you see in the real estate sector, my friend.
We see an affordability crisis, to put it shortly. And housing inventory, the houses available for people to buy, is going down. The number of transactions are going down, and the rates and the costs are going up. And it's a stalemate, honestly. With 82% of homeowners that have a mortgage that starts with a 4 or lower, and current rates about to hit 8, who will win supply or demand? We don't know yet.
Well, again, if you have a $300,000 house, normally that'd sell in 5 minutes, but then you have to say, well, where am I going and what interest do I pay? So, well, let's just wait another year, honey, right? I mean, that's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, so many people right now, the traditional Americans move every 7 years, move up, move down, downsize. Why would you downsize right now? You're going to pay twice the payment for half the house.
Well, if you have a $600,000 house, who's buying that right now? Who's buying the $1 million house right now?
Yeah, that's what we're seeing across the nation, really, is houses below the median home price are still selling rather quickly for each independent area. And a lot of that is because if you were in, I'll say, in the market for a $500,000 house, now you're looking at the $400,000 houses, the $300,000 houses. So who's really getting squeezed right now are first-time home buyers because there's nowhere left for them to go.
Wow. So you either rent, I guess, or you stay where you are until things settle. But, Tim, I'm sorry. I don't think anything's settling till after the election. And if we keep the same policies, I think this is a long run here. This could be bad.
We haven't seen the worst of it yet. It takes up to 24 months for policy decisions to hit kind of the real market. And that, if you remember, started in early 2022. And since then, the federal funds rate and mortgage rates have tripled almost. Mm. So we're looking, I'll tell you, consumer debt, credit card debt just broke $1 trillion last month.
What does that mean? What's the impact of that? I mean, that's got to be because the average interest rate now, people might not look because they can't do anything about it, is 20 to 30%.
Yeah, auto loan delinquencies are reaching all-time highs. 401k savings account withdrawals are very, very high.
People are taking 401s out. There used to be a COVID rule where they weren't penalizing you, but that quit, didn't it?
Yes, quit. They're still withdrawing.
Oh, boy.
Total liquidation. I'm seeing a lot of them. Mm.
Well, and owners are having trouble with their renters because the renters are just saying, pass. I've got some other urgent bills to pay, Tim.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and now you start adding property tax and insurance rate increases. Even as an investor, it's getting difficult to pay the bills even with the ultra-high rents we're charging.
Okay.
Man, this is not a good conversation.
This is all I got right now came to mind.
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
So what do we do?
Shelter in place. You team up, you partner, you save, you live at or below your means, which is something that Americans don't like to do. I feel like we have a dark winter for housing this winter. But the good news is...
Hold on. Stop the presses. He just said the good news is...
politicians can be counted on to give us what we want, which is lower rates. So I think in the next 12 to 18 months, we see rates come down and some inventory uncork, and we get back to normal once we finish choking all the money out of the system from 2020 and 2021.
Well, based on that theory, then things have to get better before the November election 24 then, right?
I think you start to see improvements in interest rates early next year once everybody realizes how bad this... We've driven the economy off the cliff. We just don't know it yet.
So there's got to be ramifications and consequences to that.
Yeah, you're going to see increased unemployment. You're going to see downsizing. But we're running on such hyperdrive right now. It will be what Fannie Mae said. It will be a mild recession. It will not be the great financial crisis. But there's a lot of banks that are still in trouble. and the consumer's in trouble, and we are cautiously optimistic about 2025, but 2024 is going to be very touch and go for basically all industries.
But I think that if we keep the same people in office that we have right now at the White House, Congress, I just think that that's their policy. I don't think it's going to get any better. That's my theory.
People are going to need a reason to invest in businesses and jobs coming up in 2024 and 2025. And I think people should look long and hard at who they're asking to make those decisions.
Okay. And again, I'm understanding a whole lot of banks aren't really looking to give money. They're actually looking for deposits. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yeah, they need deposits. They've got some underwater securities that they made some bad investments on. And look, commercial real estate's driven by cap rate. And right now, if your cap rate went from a 4 to a 6, you're looking at a 30% reduction in the value of that building. And with these interest rates the way they are, there are trillions of dollars of commercial and multifamily debt that will not be able to be refinanced in the next 12 to 18 months.
Well, how would you like to be in Chicago and have office space? Wow.
I would rather be there than San Francisco, but Dallas sounds better to me.
Well, you're in Dallas. You're in Texas. That's a, things really go south. We're all coming to Texas, Tim. So listen, San Francisco, what can I buy a $100 million building for in San Francisco?
Well, I mean, the $100 million building from 2 years ago, you're probably buying that for 50 or less.
Wow. So what happens to that 50? Somebody took a bath.
Pension funds, mutual funds, the people that end up owning the securitizations on the backside of the money transaction.
Okay, so Tim, I'm going to end on the good news thing you said, because that means you think rates will actually come down the next 12 to 18 months.
I think rates come down 12 to 18 months. At the end of the day, we have more people than we have houses. So if you own real estate, just wait. If you want to buy real estate, I still feel like it's a good time if you can afford it.
What about new construction?
That's the name of the game right now. If you're an investor, start building inventory because there is none. And that's why, Warren Buffett just put $700 million into D.R. Horton.
You ought to just...
I like to copy Warren.
I was going to say, he has no business sense, so why would you listen to him? Tim Herrige is his name, H-E-R-R-I-A-G-E. How do they find you?
TimHerrige.com, and I'm on all the social media platforms. I'm the only one.
Are you a Dallas Cowboy fan? San Francisco 42-10 over the Cowboys last night.
Oh, my God. It was a late night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't figure them out because Cowboys defense apparently was good until last night.
Right.
San Francisco is really good.
Jerry Jones is a cancer.
So you want Jerry to sell?
Or retire.
Well, you've done $1 billion in transactions. We need about $5 billion to get the Cowboys. So.
There you go. Let's do this, Tim.
I'll start working on it.
I mean, those things used to be worth like $500 million. Now they're like $5 billion. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, crazy.
Talk about crazy. Tim, nice meeting you.
Man turns everything he touches to gold.
Man, it's crazy. Hey, nice meeting you. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you.
RCN Capital, Tim Herrige is his name.
TimHerrige.com for details.
Yep. Okay, so.
And again, that. 49ers, 42-10 winners yesterday. So they're 5-0 on the season. Your Saints did well against the Patriots.
Yeah.
At first I was saying, Stevie, wow, Patriots. But you said, Patriots, not so much.
Yeah, and Bill Belichick
is
3 games under 500 since Tom Brady left.
I see.
So, I tell the story of 6th grade Park District basketball I coached. And we had a good little team. But there were 2 6-foot kids in 6th grade that played on a lot of different teams.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came and played on my team that Saturday, I was a pretty good coach. I just told him, why don't you throw it to those 6-foot kids when the kids are 4'11"? And we won about every game. Those two showed up. So
right.
Am I a good coach? Or did the 2 6-foot kids show up to the Park District 6th grade basketball team? So if you have Tom Brady,
right,
it's a whole different life.
And Patrick Mahomes is good. Kansas City over Minnesota, 27-20.
But how does Patrick Mahomes go? And he was a fine quarterback in college, but I don't think he was the first pick.
You're right.
So, I mean, what happens to guys like that That's where you can be a billionaire. Yeah. Forget the Powerball. If you can figure out how to predict how people act under duress and if they get better.
Yeah.
I mean, because a guy can get better as an NFL player. You can get better. Patrick Mahomes is, I just don't know what to tell you. You're just going to have a hard time ever beating him if he's healthy. If he's healthy, and there'll be a time when he gets older and all that stuff. But forget about it. He's too competitive and too good.
Yeah.
He just finds a way, and then it's like third down and 25, and he gets a first down, and he runs. It's nuts.
Well, Indy beat Tennessee and the Titans 23-16. Good to see that.
Well, Jonathan Taylor's back.
Yeah.
And he had a long touchdown run. So,
that's good.
Yep.
So, and Green Bay Packers in Las Vegas for the Raiders tonight. Green Bay's 2-2. Raiders are 1-3. So that's a 7:15 start. All right. How about baseball? I'm avoiding the alarm.
Are we playing baseball here?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not really watching
that. Texas over Baltimore, so the Rangers are leading that series 2-0. We had Minnesota over Houston, 6-2. That series is tied at 1-1.
And that was in Houston, so good win for the Twins.
Exactly. Philadelphia's in Atlanta with a 5-0-7 start on the National League side. Phillies are up 1-0 in that. Arizona's up 1-0. And plays in L.A. against the Dodgers 8-0-7.
Arizona at the Dodgers smoked him. And Clayton Kershaw, the great Clayton Kershaw, gave up 6 runs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Arizona, that's not supposed to happen. Philadelphia's not supposed to beat Atlanta at Atlanta. But, yeah, I've kind of – that's off radar really for me anyway because, I'll watch some of the World Series, I'm sure. But.
So the Illini were beat by Nebraska 20-7. Right now, Maryland's on top of
14.5-point favorite. Let's hear a little more, Brett Bielema.
Okay.
To be a 2-4 football team right now is just absolutely a very painful thing. Wish I could get better answers other than we'll make the adjustments, make some corrections, make changes, and hopefully move forward against Maryland. So with that, open up questions.
Fred, you said this is the most frustrating you've been as a head coach. Why and how do you fix that?
Yeah, well, it's right now in the moment. I've been frustrated before. But, yeah, I literally want to know, okay, if we didn't get it, what's the next one? What are we going to do on the next one, right? And that's what we got to get our coaches to do is move forward, right? Like, okay, the answer wasn't there. What are we going to do to change it, right? Like, and that's what we have to do. And obviously, as a head coach, that's – falls directly on me, so we can't have the same repeated answers. It's just infuriating to have the same issues pop up over and over and over and again, and that's what gets frustrating.
So how do you approach that with your staff?
Changes.
What kind of changes?
I wish I could tell you right now. I'm just coming off field. I just know that when you have failure, you got to change, and change the results. To change the results, sometimes it changes scheme. Obviously, to change a call, it's whatever it has to be, but, we got to have better results than it's changed.
Okay, so it's a guy that's urgent, which is good, and there'll be changes. I don't know. I just think he has every guy do his position, and then I think, like a CEO, you get a report on your position. I think he's rolling up his sleeves, going to have to get more active in the different areas and see what they can do. But, Can they beat somebody? I don't know. I'm sure hoping. So we got at Maryland, then home Wisconsin, and I've seen Wisconsin play. They seem to be a bit better than everybody in the West, but they're not. They're not going to play against Michigan. Michigan looks to be an absolute hammer. I mean, Michigan. I watched them play against Minnesota, and it was like 10-3, and I'm going, this isn't even going to be close. You could just see it. Oh, they stopped them. Michigan's punting. Okay, good for you, but that isn't going to last.
Right.
52-10, I think they beat Minnesota. That was in Minneapolis. So
okay.
Michigan's a different level. They're totally a national championship.
They've got Indiana coming up this week. We have number 3 Ohio State at Purdue. Michigan State will be at Rutgers, and Iowa will be at Wisconsin.
Yeah, I don't know if Ohio State's quite the same. They're good. They're always going to be good. But Michigan's and Penn State to me seem a little bit different. I think Michigan is totally out of a shot to win the national championship. Mm-hmm. I think they're just complete. They have their Chase Brown is back.
Yeah,
Richie
6-0
Corum or whatever his name is. So they've got all their people back and they're just dominant. And it'll be really hard for somebody to beat Michigan. They play Indiana.
Yeah.
I guess that'll be a chance for the second string quarterback to play a little.
Offensive lineman Caleb Pyfrom decommits from Illinois, and that was trending in Illini Nation.
Well, again, when something like this happens, then you got a lot of choices and a lot of money out there. So you want to go with somebody that's going to affect recruiting. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you got everybody in your ear. You don't want to go there, man. Look at that. Look at the crowd, man. Look at the second half. There's nobody. It was cold now. It was windy and
you're
cold.
You're right.
And so people, if
Fairweather fans were leaving in droves.
I think I said Friday, I said, if it's something, you know, fortunately we scored that touchdown. It helped.
Yeah.
And gave us some hope. But it was 17-0. I said, this is going to be really bad if they stay for the March in Illini. And I think that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So people started scattering, and particularly second half. Cold, didn't look like we were going to win, that kind of thing.
Wisconsin beat Illinois in volleyball. There was 3,093 fans for the Stuff Huff event, but came up short on that one. Next up will be Friday at 6 in Columbus, Ohio, against number 24, Ohio State.
All right, so we have talked about Israel. We've talked about the Hamas attack on Israel, taking hostages, killing women and children. We talked about the housing market, where you should shelter in place. We talked about Illinois. We need to talk about something good.
Illinois positive. Golf has the Purdue Invitational. They're starting that up today, and
okay,
they're good.
Then. Okay, then.
So let's
okay,
see
Okay, that's
they
what I'm talking
do.
About. Let's build on this. 217-359-2255. I'll take any good news out there because I'm a happy guy.
That's
and
right.
I want to be happy.
Okay.
So you can text in if you've got some positive things to say here this morning, because apparently we don't.
Well, there was a walk with the National Alliance on Mental Illness on Saturday. Beautiful weather. That came out really well. And then High School of St. Thomas More had their homecoming celebration, and I had a blast DJing that. Those are some good kids. So
all right, that's
I felt
good.
Redeeming the way they were, you know, dancing and coming together, and the Sabres rocked that homecoming. It was awesome.
All right. So there you go.
There we go.
There are some smiles in our community over the weekend. Good, good. Let's work it. Let's build on this,
yes,
people.
Yes, 359-2255 if you want to contribute.
All our guests appear on the Tapman's Towing phone line. We'll check Greg's weather next.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Tabman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Yeah, it definitely looks a little fallish, doesn't it?
It feels
a little fallish.
For sure.
We'll see what Greg says.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Memphis, Saturday, and pretty typical early autumn weather in our midst over the weekend. Continuing out early this week, sun-filled skies to start. Dynamic wet weather system over a wide area of the plains and corn belt. Expected for the middle part of the week, we'll be into that as well. With a warm-up in temperature readings, another cool-down slated for the weekend, and additional shower activity as well. But again, drought improvement expected here this week. Much drier weather pattern for next weekend going beyond. Sunny, cool today, 61, light northwest wind, patchy frost after midnight tonight, low down to 36. Tomorrow, some patchy frost to start the day, mostly sunny up to 62. Clouding up, shower activity breaks out Wednesday, especially for the afternoon, highs up to 65. Errant shower, thunderstorm in spots, but a partly sunny, breezy, warmer Thursday at 75. Widespread rains here on Friday, showers for the weekend, and a cool off, 67 on Friday. High temperatures over the weekend, into the middle 50s, nights in the 40s. For Steve BJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sol. Gay.
Find the career you want and the work-life balance you need. eMedia openings are now available with RPC's Early Childhood Education Program in Champaign County. New competitive wages, Monday through Friday schedule, weekends, and 17 paid holidays, health insurance, pension, sick and vacation time, free training, and tuition. It's the perfect opportunity to ignite your career in the early childhood education field. Visit the Regional Planning Commission's Early Childhood Education Program now. ccrpc.org/jobs. The Champaign Park District has some terrific fall events to jot down on your day planner. Flannel Fest will be in downtown Champaign in Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 14th and 15th with music, a mustache contest, and lumberjack show. The Great Pumpkin Hunt has you looking for small painted rocks in area parks throughout the month of October. On Wednesday, October 25th at Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7 p.m., enjoy the free Halloween Fun Fest. Learn more at champagneparks.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the People's Choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Yeah, that's why my life rule, fairly new in the last decade or so. I don't let sporting events affect me for more than an hour.
There's too many other things going on in our life to really affect you.
But it beats on you because you really look forward to stuff like that.
Right.
It's a good diversion from your stuff. And we're all just real disappointed and hopeful for basketball. But, you know, with the naysayers, oh, we can't shoot. So you got that. So, Oh, remember when I felt? Remember when we went to Florida for that bowl game? Remember how that felt? That was awesome.
Exactly.
We were going to January 1st. It was down in Tampa. It was warm. The right, line. Right. They got in eight buses, and they went. Remember that? It was so awesome. Okay, the news. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5. It's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I am Stevie J. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.